Is that what you would call him?
No, I'd call him a pileated woodpecker.
Do you ever hear him called a peckerwood?
Yes. I've heard it called that, but it isn't anything that I would call it. And I really think I've not so much heard it called that as read.
Mm-hmm. Read it called a
peckerwood. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear the word peckerwood or used about people?
Well, in quite a bad sense.
What would it mean?
Oh, you really wouldn't want to know.
Yeah.
Well, it has to do with a part of male anatomy.
Did you heard someone call?
No, I've read it.
Uh-huh. What'd you read it in?
It was in a, I think it was in a book maybe, let's see. I think the first time I ever ran across it, because I don't read much of the pornographic literature except occasionally if it's well written, happened to be in a book about Shanghai Pierce. And he was discussing his daughter's marriage to a young mm-hmm. cowboy.
You heard it with the word wood? Or do you get
I don't remember.
Or pecker wood?
I've just know that I've heard it
uh-huh.
used that way.
And kind of black and white animal. It's got a real strong smell.
Skunk. Or a polecat.
Is that the
either
same
one.
Thing?
Same thing.
And say some animals have been coming and killing your chickens. What general, you didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was. What general
probably name? A wolf down here.
Uh-huh.
Predator you're talking about, but it probably be a wolf down here. In other places it might be a weasel.
Do you ever hear a general name for animals like that? Do you ever hear a varmint?
Oh yeah, varmints. But varmints are also things like rats.
Mm-hmm.
Varmints are any unpleasant animal that does damage to you, whether it's to your crops or to your stock.
Would it be a mouse? Would that be a varmint?
Yes, a mouse could be a varmint.
And a bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the trees.
You mean a squirrel?
What different kinds of squirrels?
Well, they're gray squirrels and brown squirrels and tree squirrels and,
What is a tree?
There is a ground squirrel in other parts of Texas.
Mm-hmm. What does a tree squirrel look like?
Well, there's one out in the backyard. In fact, there are about 10 or 12 out there. But, you know, it's just a nice little gray fellow that runs up and down
mm-hmm.
with his long bushy tail. They're also flying squirrels.
Uh-huh. Can a ground squirrel climb trees?
I expect he probably can.
Mm-hmm. And what different kinds of fish do people get around here?
Catfish, trout, bass, perch.
Mm-hmm.
Lots more. Mackerel. You're talking about river fish or
well, both.
Well, you get, of course, trout and mackerel. Out in the Gulf. Bass, flounder, redfish, red snapper.
What else do they get from the Gulf besides fish?
Shrimp.
Hmm?
Shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
Crabs.
What about something that pearls grow in?
Well, oysters are not so much out in the Gulf. The oysters are in the bay. But yes, we have lots of oysters.
Mm-hmm.
Or we did before the dredgers did so much damage. Now they've closed down the dredging, we'll probably have better oyster reefs.
And something that you'd find in a freshwater stream that looks kind of like a lobster.
Down here we call them crawfish.
And something that's got a hard shell, can pull its neck and legs into its shell.
Turtle?
Does a turtle stay on land or water?
Well, I think they can do both. We have some terrapin that are strictly land turtles that do
mm-hmm.
not go into the water, but I think nearly all the water turtles can come out on land.
Mm-hmm. And something you'd hear making a croaking noise around a lake at night.
You mean a frog.
What do you call the big ones?
Bullfrogs.
And the tiny ones?
Leapfrogs, maybe. Or just little frogs.
Uh-huh. What about the ones that get up in the trees?
Well, they're tree frogs. Croak whenever it's going to rain.
And the kind that stays on land?
Hop toads, probably. Toads.